Quiz 1, Part A.
Directions. You'll hear 10 short conversations. Then a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be read just once. Listen carefully and decide which one of the four choices would be the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. Barbara is leaving for Tokyo tomorrow. I'd like to see her off at the airport. What time is her flight?
7:30 p.m. But she's got to get to the airport 1 hour earlier.
When will Barbara get to the airport?
2. How many science courses did you have in high school?
I had only 1 year each of biology and chemistry.
How many science courses did the woman take in high school?
3. Excuse me, when will the plane from Miami arrive?
Well, it's scheduled to arrive at 8:50, but it will be delayed more than 1 hour because of heavy fog at the Miami airport.
What conclusion can we draw from the conversation?
4. Good morning, Professor Davis. I wonder if I could enroll in your advanced biology course.
Have you completed the general biology course?
What does Professor Davis mean?
5. You look cold and tired, Jack. How about a cup of coffee?
Well, my doctor says coffee drinking is harmful to my stomach.
What does the man mean?
6. Were you studying at Harvard when your cousin got married in 1990?
No, I graduated 2 years before her wedding.
When did the man graduate?
7. Was the movie as good as you expected?
It was a waste of time and money.
How did the woman feel about the movie?
8. Would you like to go on a tour with us on Saturday?
I'd enjoy that very much if I didn't have to take an exam next Monday.
What do you know about the woman?
9. Do you mind if I open the window?
As a matter of fact, I'm feeling a bit chilly.
What does the woman want the man to do?
10. Does Tom still smoke?
I haven't seen him smoke since his baby was born.
What does the man imply?
Part B.
Directions. You'll hear a dialogue. It will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and supply the missing words.
Excuse me, do you mind if I sit here?
No, of course not.
Thank you. May I ask, are you going to San Francisco?
No, I'm going to New York.
Really? I'm going there too.
Are you on holiday?
Well, no. I'm on sort of a business trip. I work for a Japanese company, and they are sending me to New York to study a graduate program for 1 year.
Which university?
New York University. Do you know it?
Yes. It's a very good university. What are you going to study?
Well, I'll study electric engineering.
Are you excited about going to New York?
I'm excited, of course, but I'm also a little worried. I've heard that it's a dangerous place. You know, we read a lot about crimes there in the newspapers.
Well, I live in New York, and actually, it's a very exciting place. There's a lot to see and do in the city.
Excuse me, do you mind if I sit here?
No, of course not.
Thank you. May I ask, are you going to San Francisco?
No, I'm going to New York.
Really? I'm going there too.
Are you on holiday?
Well, no. I'm on sort of a business trip. I work for a Japanese company, and they are sending me to New York to study a graduate program for a year.
Which university?
New York University. Do you know it?
Yes. It's a very good university. What are you going to study?
Well, I'll study electric engineering.
Are you excited about going to New York?
I'm excited, of course, but I'm also a little worried. I've heard that it's a dangerous place. You know, we read a lot about crimes there in the newspapers.
Well, I live in New York, and actually, it's a very exciting place. There's a lot to see and do in the city.
Excuse me, do you mind if I sit here?
No, of course not.
Thank you. May I ask, are you going to San Francisco?
No, I'm going to New York.
Really? I'm going there too.
Are you on holiday?
Well, no. I'm on sort of a business trip. I work for a Japanese company, and they are sending me to New York to study a graduate program for a year.
Which university?
New York University. Do you know it?
Yes. It's a very good university. What are you going to study?
Well, I'll study electric engineering.
Are you excited about going to New York?
I'm excited, of course, but I'm also a little worried. I've heard that it's a dangerous place. You know, we read a lot about crimes there in the newspapers.
Well, I live in New York, and actually, it's a very exciting place. There's a lot to see and do in the city.
Part C.
Directions. You'll hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you'll hear some questions. Both the passages and the questions will be read only once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Passage 1. My wife and I spent 2 weeks in London last year. We went there in autumn. We think it is the best season to visit England. The weather is usually quite pleasant, and there aren't too many tourists in October. We stayed in a small hotel in the West End. It was convenient, as we did most of our sightseeing on foot. Taxis were too expensive. The bus routes were too difficult for us to understand, and my wife didn't like traveling by underground. She said it made her feel shut in. We went to look at the places which all tourists see. We saw Buckingham Palace, the National Gallery, and Piccadilly Circus. We went shopping in Oxford Street and spent too much money. What we liked most, though, was going to the theater. We don't have the chance to see such wonderful plays at home. A lot of people say English food is very bad. We didn't think so. It's true that most of the restaurants are French or Italian or Chinese, but we had some very good meals. In fact, we enjoyed our holiday so much that we have booked another trip to England for this year. We're going to take our umbrellas, though. I'm sure we'll need them.
Questions 21 to 23 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 21. How did the speaker and his wife usually get around while they were in London?
Question number 22. What could they do in London that they have no chance of doing at home?
Question number 23. Which of the following is not true according to the speaker?
Passage 2.
Miss Richards was a teacher at a school for boys and girls. She taught chemistry and physics from the lowest to the highest classes in the school. Sometimes the new classes learnt rapidly, but sometimes they were very slow, and then Miss Richards had to repeat the things many times. One year, the first class had been studying chemistry for several weeks, when Miss Richards suddenly asked, "What is water?" "Who knows? Hold up your hand." There was silence for a few seconds, and Miss Richards felt sad. But then one boy raised his hand. "Yes, Dick," said Miss Richards encouragingly. He was not one of the brightest students in the class, so she was glad that this boy could answer. "Water is a liquid which has no color until you wash your hands in it. Then it turns black," the boy replied with great confidence.
Questions 24 to 26 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question number 24. Who was Miss Richards?
Question number 25. How did Miss Richards feel before Dick raised his hand?
Question number 26. What can we learn from the passage?
Passage 3.
Hello. I was once an airline hostess. Now I'm on my first bus trip, and I'm quite amazed at the services offered during the trip. Included are meals on the way, restrooms, public address announcements, and a uniformed hostess. Just now, I introduced myself to the hostess on the bus, and we compared experience on air and ground travel. At lunchtime, she gave out menus, offering a choice of sandwiches. As she began filling orders, she found that there weren't enough egg salad sandwiches. She quickly went to whisper to the driver. The bus soon stopped. The hostess dashed to another similar bus that was all the time following ours, and soon she returned with a box of egg salad sandwiches. As she passed my seat, she asked, "Could you do that on a plane?" Questions 27 to 30 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 27. Who was the speaker?
Question number 28. What was she doing?
Question number 29. Why did the bus hostess go to another bus?
Question number 30. What did the bus hostess mean by asking, "Could you do that on a plane?"
This is the end of Quiz 1.
Lesson 7. Special Days 1. Part A. Micro-Listening.
Sentence structure. Transition. But. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, you'll hear a question about what has been said. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices is the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. Could you post this parcel for me when you go out for lunch?
I wish I could, but there's always a very long queue during lunchtime.
What does the man mean?
2. Has Jimmy returned from Tokyo yet?
Yes, he came back just a couple of days ago, but he's leaving Paris for London tomorrow.
Where is Jimmy now?
3. Didn't you go shopping this morning? Where's the cake you promised to bring me?
I meant to, but the car broke down, so I did some sewing instead.
What did the woman do this morning?
4. The students' club is having a party this evening. Can you come and help with the drinks?
I'd be glad to, but it's my evening to work at a restaurant nearby.
Why can't the woman go to the party?
5. How long does it take you to drive home?
Usually about 20 minutes when there is not much traffic. But if I can't leave before 5 p.m., it takes me 15 minutes more.
How long does it take the man to drive home after 5?
6. Would you like to join us for a potluck?
No, not today. I have to do some gardening at home. But can we get together next Saturday?
What does the woman mean?
7. Could you lend me a pen?
I'm afraid not. Would a pencil do?
How did the woman respond to the man's request?
8. We'd better hurry, Jack. There isn't much time left. The match is to begin at 9.
Don't worry. We still have half an hour to get to the stadium.
What time was it when the conversation took place?
9. I hope I could see Jack and his wife here.
They intended to come. But a moment ago, Jack's mother called to say that he had to take his daughter to hospital.
Who was ill?
10. John's not going to San Francisco this summer.
But with his new schedule, he could.
What does the woman say about John?